Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you'd like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. I am joined by my trusted co-host, Tammy Haldeman. We have a very special show. This is our 250th show.
Can you believe it?
250 weeks on the air.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, it's a, you know, if you think about it, just number of weeks, I mean, that's a lot of weeks of our life actually devoted to this. It's been a pretty awesome experience.
It is. You know, if we didn't love doing it, I think that we would have quit a long time ago. I think what we love is all the people we get to meet, and then that we get to not only meet them, but then share them with you, the listener.
Well, you know, knowledge, yeah. There's so many of these topics where we get to have some expert on that knows a lot more than we do about stuff, and we're learning at the same time the audience is.
Pretty much. I mean, you just know when you hear someone, you know, some of our favorite guests, you know, yours are different than mine, but, you know, Mayor Francis Lay at the time, you know, you brought him in and he gave a lot of good information about the city. And
well, yeah, Mayor Slay was a great ambassador for the city, and it was gracious of him to come and, you know, come on our show. We had Steve Stinger, the St. Louis County executive, on in a little different capacity than St. Louis County executive. He actually came on with his wife, Allie Stinger, about an animal shelter.
Yeah, which was a great thing because Doug and I both, you know, love animals. We got our last dog from a shelter, and you know, it's anytime we can help the community out and bring awareness to things, that's what's cool. And we get to bring people in to do that.
Well, it's the best-selling authors we've had on. Excellent. Gay Hendricks was on,
The Big Leap. That book changed my life.
Yeah, I love The Big Leap. The Big Leap was excellent. Changed my life, Jeff Brown, that wrote The Winner's Brain, a grade school buddy of mine who is now from Little Lebanon, Missouri, who's now a professor at Harvard. And you know,
great
teacher
guy.
As an author, yeah, really good guy. Mm-hmm. Always a hoot having Stephen Burton on.
Stephen Burton, always the volume goes up.
Love Stephen Burton.
Yep,
we got a rock star on with Brad Booker.
Brad Booker and Emily Booker. So they're real estate agents, but Brad, he's a friend of yours from college, and Emily, and it's just fun to be around them. They have a great energy about them, and he is a rock star. He just did the Stir this past year. We went to a couple concerts for him and supported him. It was fun.
Very cool. We had some inspiring guests, too. Lisa Rock was amazing. That was fairly recent. Mm-hmm. Love Lisa Rock's story. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people won't remember Tammy Fadler's story. Tammy Fadler was on almost 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Her immigration story from Vietnam and what she went through was really inspiring.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Very inspiring.
Or the woman from Clockworks who set the land speed record on the motorcycle. I mean, her story was great.
That's right.
Loved it.
Yep.
So Tammy, it's been difficult. What are some of your hardest things you could remember about doing the show?
I think for me, it's growing thicker skin to criticisms or, you know, critiques or whatever you want to call it. I think
we'll tell you our favorite one.
We did a show together very, very early on. We didn't know, you know, we weren't smooth. So there's airspace and there's, you know, little jokes that nobody really got. No one really understood Doug and I, how our sense of humor is. And a lady called in and
when we started doing the show together, because the first several months I was
doing it by yourself.
I was doing it by myself.
Yeah.
And it was early in our relationship, and I finally got you to start coming on with me.
Right.
But we were just dating then. Our relationship
was
actually pretty
young. But our sense of humor is not everybody gets each other's sense of humor, but ours, we really did. Had fun with it and stuff. And you got a phone call.
Yeah,
so I
got a phone call from an older lady who warned me, because we were engaged by then.
Yeah.
Warned me, do not marry that woman. She's a money grabber. She's just out for your money.
Right.
Little did she know, like at the time, I was certainly not made of money. So,
yeah, we were poor.
Funny.
I was poor.
Well, you were the last type of person that's really out for
money.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in that stuff.
But having a growing thick skin to that was pretty important.
That was a big deal, and it hurt my feelings that someone thought that way, but then it also helped me grow. So it was a good thing.
Well, and you didn't get to hear a lot of the positives either, because I would take a lot of call-ins from guests, and you didn't get to hear those. That was a little tougher.
Right.
Now, how about some of our favorite memories? We're going to have to rattle through a few of these.
Yeah, Tom Turbrack is my favorite. He was such a lively, fun guy to have around, and I miss him. I miss him a lot.
So Tom Turbrack was our producer for the first 3 years on the air, and was just such a big teddy bear. Love that man. Mm-hmm. Just a great heart.
Yep.
We'll always miss Tom. The station probably always miss Tom. Fantastic guy. Miss him. Yep. All the visits to the station and the experience that it would create for the guests was really cool.
Yeah.
And then our date nights that we would have after
after
doing the show.
Okay, that might be my favorite. That may be my favorite memory. So, yeah, we get to sneak out and explore downtown St. Louis, because when you're in another county or another city, you just don't get to go down. So it really did give us opportunity to explore the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the off-air jokes and things that go on behind the scenes are always a
blast. That's always fun.
You know, and it's funny because you used to really stress out about not being prepared when we go on air.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'd be dragging you along and ready to wing it to a certain degree and have an idea of the content. But, like, you weren't, you know, if we weren't very prepared, it would drive you crazy.
No, it'd be like if I took you into an art studio and made you all of a sudden do a radio show on art and not give you any information about the artist or what kind of art that is. You would have been freaking out too. So,
well, this is my favorite memories too, is just how, like, watching our relationship come along, where we go from not even, you know, just early dating to being engaged to
everybody's kind of walked the path with us.
Well, combining my 5 kids and your 3 kids into our 8 kids.
Yep.
We didn't have grandkids then, and now we have a 4-year-old grandson. Yeah. So our grandson in the mix with our 8 kids, and it's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Good very times. Good times. Remember how bad we were on the air at first too, because I mean, we went from being amateur radio hosts that really sucked. Now we're amateurs with a lot more practice. I'm a mortgage, I'm a loan officer. I'm a branch manager at Cornerstone Mortgage, but we're not professional radio hosts. We've gotten better over time.
Yeah.
We've had fun doing it.
It's been great. It's been great. And I look forward to more shows with you and
bringing
people together.
Favorite memories of talking and meeting some of our listeners have been awesome.
Mike Delaney, Ryan Leach.
Yeah, Ryan Leach. Loved him. We've had a bunch that have been great. I mean, Mike Delaney with Rocket Scientist from Boeing that loved listening to that guy. I mean, brilliant man.
Yep.
Could learn from everybody. So it's been fun. 250 weeks on the air. Hopefully we will have many, many more. Visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. We'll show some of our favorite memories, and we'll have some pictures on there, and we'll have some links to what some of our favorite segments were, too. Coming up, we're going to be talking about tax refund time and what you should do with that money when you get it. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.